This reading from Matthew, it's a hard text. We're immediately after the lesson we heard last week. Jesus is in the temple, he's teaching, and the religious leaders come up and ask him a question. They ask Jesus who gave him the authority to heal the sick, raise the dead, who gave Jesus the authority to have meals with the outcasts and the poor. And Jesus responded with a question and with a parable about a father and two sons. Now Jesus is following up that parable with a second parable. He tends to do that when leaders question his authority. And this is the parable we get. And it's brutal. It's violent. There's a landowner who builds a vineyard, rents it out, and once the rent needs to be paid, there is an escalating spiral of violence. There are slaves. These slaves are killed and beaten. The heir of the landowner is sent, and he too is killed. And when Jesus explains the parable, we get increasingly bigger images of death. First, violence to the tenants. Then the kingdom of God is taken away from the religious authorities. A cornerstone is mentioned that crushes and breaks those around it. And finally, we hear that the religious leaders are afraid of violence from those listening to Jesus' teaching. It's difficult to not see the violence. It's difficult to see Jesus talking about violence. And to notice why this text has been used to justify violence against our Jewish brothers and sisters over the centuries. There is a violence here that I don't like. A violent streak that I don't like to think Jesus had. But maybe there's something else in this reading that can help bring the gospel out of it. And I think it has to do with where Jesus starts his parable. He starts it in a vineyard. Now, Jesus wasn't just putting his parable in any field where grapes are grown. No, he was specifically pointing to our reading in Isaiah. There, the prophet Isaiah begins his story with something very strange. He says, "Let me sing for my beloved my love song." A love song. Maybe that's a key that we can use to understand what Jesus is talking about in our reading. Now, I guess that we've all heard plenty of love songs in our lives. When we turn on the radio, turn on Spotify, we're probably going to hear some songs that have something to do with love. Love is the cornerstone of pop music, after all. And when I hear the words love song, I'm thinking about John Legend or Taylor Swift or Beyonce, because there are songs about love, and then there are songs that are really about love. Songs about falling into love, falling out of love, being happy in love, and being sad when love ends. But I don't know if I've heard a love song on Z100 like this one from Matthew. Because seeing Jesus' parable as a love song doesn't minimize the violence, but it does help us ask the question just where the love is. What makes this song a love song? And I think it rests on that cornerstone. Because Jesus does something different in this parable. As he tells this parable, I imagine his audience, the religious leaders, seeing themselves as the landowners. They are the ones who have devoted their lives to reading and teaching God's word. They were appointed by God to be the stewards of God's people. They worked hard to maintain their Jewish identity while being occupied by the Roman Empire. They saw themselves as builders, and I don't think they're wrong. What I don't think they saw, and what I think we struggle to see even today, is the move that Jesus makes. Because his parable isn't about the landowner. The parable isn't about the tenants who beat and kill. The parable is centered on the unexpected thing. After the first slaves were sent, and then the second, it didn't make sense for the landowner to send his son. Even if we take into consideration that the culture of ancient Israel is much different from ours today, the landowner's action is unexpected. We already know that the tenants are violent. Their reaction to the arrival of the son, that's expected. But the landowner sending the son, that's the unexpected thing. That's the love song. The problem with the religious leaders is that they're not seeing what God is doing. They're not seeing God's behavior. They're not noticing that God acts in unexpected ways. Because Jesus is that unexpected thing. And Jesus changes everything. Today at Christ Lutheran, we're doing a lot of things we usually do. Today we're back to our two-service schedule. We kicked off Sunday school. We're having a big harvest picnic after this service. I hope to see you all there. We're doing these things because that's part of who we are. Education is important here. Children and youth are important here. Faith formation is important too. And getting together and having some food, that's important too. And these things make Christ Lutheran who we are. And during the harvest picnic, you'll see tables from various committees. You'll see people telling stories that you might know and some stories that you might not. You're going to see invitations for new folks to take on new roles and help lead a Bible study or maybe teach a Sunday school class or try something new to help our neighbors in Woodcliffe Lake. And I invite everyone to maybe, just maybe, do something unexpected. Maybe sign up to help with a youth event, even though you're worried that your skills as a teacher are lacking. Maybe help set up for a care event, even though you're not sure what care is. Maybe join the evangelism team, which is just a fancy word to mean telling stories, and help us tell Christ Lutheran's story, Jesus' story, and your story too. And maybe volunteer to mentor a confirmation-age youth or a new member, getting to know them and letting them to get to know you, even if you don't think you're that interesting. Because like this parable from Matthew, the center, the love song, is in discovering how God works in unexpected ways. In discovering how God meets us in unexpected ways. In the pain, in the violence, in the joys, and in just the regular things we do every day. The religious leaders couldn't see the unexpected ways God was working in Jesus Christ. They couldn't see that Jesus was about to die. They couldn't imagine that God's love song was going to cover everyone, from the outcast to the social elite, and that Jesus was going to reconcile the entire world. The story of God, the story of Jesus, the story of being the people of God, is that God can be found in the unexpected places, in unexpected people, in unexpected experiences. So let's just see what unexpected things God has planned for all of us gathered here at Christ Lutheran Church. Amen.